Good morning, Laura.
Mr. Parker, I know we've had this conversation before, and I know it's old-fashioned, and I'm only... Well, never mind, but I have to say, I think there's proper level of etiquette for the office. I'm your secretary, not your friend. I much prefer Miss Clark. And while I don't really want to look for another position right now, I'm sure I'd have no difficulty finding one.
I smile. The problem is, Laura's actually right. She is a damn fine secretary, even if she is quite young. And she wouldn't find it hard to get hired somewhere else. It's not really her fault she's rather good at hiring other things in my office as well. Or at least one other thing. But I think I've found a way to help her fix that problem. Of course, Miss Clark. My apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Oh, and I've sent you the year-end performance figures so you can go over them before the market presentation you have coming up, as well as the proposal from the new marketing firm.
I smile again. Excellent as ever. I go into my office. The sales figures are there. In the new presentation application, the delightful Miss Clark brought to my attention, as is the marketing proposal. I open them and run through the introductions. Then I close them. There's a more important job for me to get started today. I press the intercom button. Could you come in here, please, Laura? I mean, Miss Clark. She gets up from her desk. Picking up her notepad and pen, she comes in and sits in the chair across from my desk, her legs neatly crossed in neat office pants. I have never liked girls in pants.
You have a letter for me to take, Mr. Parker?
No, Miss Clark, but I do have something I'd like you to do for me. Actually, I have a whole list of things I'd like her to do for me. But not yet. Not until...
Yes, Mr. Parker?
Yes, there are going to be some changes to the office secretarial training guide. I want you to...
Mr. Parker, I hardly think my work for you so far suggests I'm in need of basic office training. If you're dissatisfied with my ability...
I smile. I do it a lot around here. No, Miss Clark, not at all. In fact, that's why I need you to do something for me. You see, I've commissioned some revised material. It's all electronic, so different levels of training can be put on our company website. What I'd like is for you to review it, to make sure it fits my needs. She smiles too. She should do it more often.
Ah, I understand. Of course, Mr. Parker.
I have mailed you the link to the material. It's a restricted site for now, so only you and I can access it. And I'd like you to treat this review as a matter of priority. I don't want to waste money on inferior results, after all. And your reactions will tell me all I need to know.
I see, and thank you for the vote of confidence, Mr. Parker. I'll start looking at it today.
Excellent, Miss Clark. That will be all for now. Good morning, Miss Clark.
Mr. Parker?
Yes, Miss Clark?
I know I've only been working for you for 6 months, but, well, Miss Clark, it's so, well, so formal. Of course, it's your decision, but I'd feel much more comfortable.
For a moment, my secretary looks puzzled, confused.
I mean, my name, Mr. Parker.
Again, the confused look. Then her voice firms up.
I mean, it's Laura, Mr. Parker.
I smile. Of course, Laura. As you prefer.
Oh, no, Mr. Parker. It's your decision, of course.
I smile again. Quite so. Laura it is. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, sir.
I think I already know the answer, but I decide to ask anyway. How is your review of the new training material going, Laura?
Oh, quite well, sir. I've been making notes, but it's definitely very well put together, sir.
It's time. Time for a real test. I see. Just like you are, Laura. For a moment, the puzzled look flashes over her face.
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
I said, I think that you are very well put together, Laura. She blushes, just faintly. Enough so that I know she's heard. Just like I know she's not going to remember hearing a thing afterwards.
Thank you, sir. I want to please you, sir.
I smile. Please me, Laura. Laura blushes again. Her hands lift, though I know she's not aware of them. She gently cups her remarkable breasts through her pantsuit jacket, her fingers drifting over her curves.
Yes, sir, of course. But please you, sir.
I want to reach out for my hands to do what hers are doing. But it's not time yet. For now, I watch her fingers drifting over the fullness they're holding. I wonder if her nipples are hard. Well, remember, I want to view you in more detail, Laura. She blinks, and her hands drop to her sides.
I'm sorry, sir.
The training material, Laura. Remember, I need your views in detail.
Oh, of course. Yes, sir, it's well-written material. Would you like me to go over my notes with you, sir?
I grin. I can certainly think of something I'd like Laura to go over. But it's not time for that yet, either. Oh, not yet, Laura. Let's wait until I've viewed all of you. Her face flushes. I know she won't feel the blush, but it's definitely attractive.
Sir?
I said, not yet. Let's wait until you've read it all, Miss Clark. The trigger phrase works. Her face clears.
Of course, sir.
I go into my office. After a while, I press the intercom. Could you come in here, please, Laura? Laura knocks at my door. I wait, just to see. Nothing happens, which is just how it should be. Come in, Laura. She comes in and sits in her chair, legs neatly crossed, pants neatly creased.
Yes, sir.
Take a letter, Laura.
Of course, sir.
She tugs absent-mindedly at the crease on her left pant's leg. A faint frown crosses her face. She tugs at the crease again. I smile. Let's see. To Prendergast and Whitcomb Limited. The issues with your suppliers are, of course, not pertinent to our contract. I have inskirted my secretary to... Read that back to me, please, Miss Clark.
Of course, sir. To Prendergast and Whitcomb Limited, the issues with your supplier are, of course, not pertinent to our contract. I have instructed my secretary to...
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, sir.
That's a very pretty skirt, Laura. It's over her knees. Her legs are covered in something thick and opaque, and she's wearing office flat shoes. But it's a start. She blushes, just a little.
I'm glad you
Yes, you have lovely legs, Laura. You should show them off more. The puzzled look, the faint flush.
I'm sorry, sir.
I said that's a very pretty skirt, Miss Clark. She smiles.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, sir.
She stands up, her hands smoothing absent-mindedly down over her skirt. It's above her knees. Even though her legs are still covered in black wool, damned if I know, she's wearing a roll-neck Aran sweater. I smile. I look out of the window. It's like spring. It's always good when the nights start getting shorter, don't you think? Laura smiles.
Shorter, sir. Yes. Shorter is always good,
sir. For a moment, the puzzled look.
I mean, yes, sir. I like spring too, sir.
And it means you can show your legs off more. Doesn't it, Laura?
legs show more off. I'm sorry,
oh,
sir.
Oh, nothing, Miss Clark. Never mind. I smile.
Good morning, sir.
Laura stands, her hands smoothing down her skirt, then dropping to her sides. She waits, standing still, while I inspect her. Her skirt is mid-thigh, perhaps a little shorter. Her smooth, long legs are cased in what are probably tights, but certainly not opaque. The material is sheer, glistening faintly in the office light. I want to reach out, to touch, but rushing now would not be a good idea. Could you come into my office, Laura?
Of course, sir.
She walks behind me into my office. There is no clip or clack of her heels yet, mostly because she's still in flats. But everything in its proper... I grin. Or improper time. She sits down, her legs neatly crossed, the short skirt riding up a little.
How can I help, sir?
Oh, we will get to that. Could you make me a coffee, Laura? She smiles.
Of course, sir.
She gets up out of the chair and walks over to the coffee machine. It's empty. I made damn sure it was last night. She opens the cupboard looking for the ground coffee. It's not on the top shelf, mostly because I moved it to the bottom one. Without any hesitation, she bends over and down, her legs straight and together. As she bends to pick out the coffee, her skirt rides up her delicious thighs. I nod to myself. Yes, tights. She straightens and absent-mindedly tugs her skirt down and straight. She starts the coffee and returns to her chair. Yes, Laura, I was thinking. Times have been tight for a while, but nobody likes it when things are tights, do they? She looks puzzled.
I suppose not,
you
sir.
You suppose not what, Laura?
I suppose nobody likes tights,
sir. Again, the puzzled look. I smile. Well, I think we can do better than that, can't we, Laura? As a morale boost, at least. New stockings, I think. Again, the puzzled look.
I'm sorry, sir.
We should get some new stocks in, Laura. Her face clears.
Oh, of course, sir. Absolutely.
It seems to me.
Seems, sir.
Yes, Laura. It seems to me we would garter a great deal of morale from such a change. The flush, the puzzled look.
I'm sorry, sir.
I said it seems to me we would garner a great deal of morale from such a change, Miss Clark. She smiles.
Oh, yes, sir. I agree.
Then you will take care of it, Laura.
Absolutely, sir. Good morning, sir.
Laura stands quickly, her hands smoothing down her skirt, then at her sides. She waits, standing still while I walk around her. The seams run straight and precise, neatly up the backs of her legs. I smile. My office, Laura.
Yes, sir.
She sits down, her legs neatly crossed. She waits, her shorthand pad in one hand, her pen in the other. I smile some more. Laura, it appears the last letter I sent to Prendergast and Whitcomb didn't quite go over as I wanted it to. That idiot Prendergast seems to think we're at cross purposes, and it's really not good for legs to be crossed, is it? This time there's no flash of puzzlement. But Laura uncrosses her legs, her feet side by side, and her knees together. I said it's not good for purposes to be crossed, Laura. Of course, he's still an idiot, but I suppose it's better if the solution is spread between for want of a better, I watch Laura's knees start to move apart, her thighs parting on the chair. Laura doesn't appear to notice, which is as it should be. For want of a better result, better to take care of the wider view, her knees move further apart, her thighs opening even more. Between them, her stocking tops and garter straps slide into view from under her short skirt as it rides up her open legs. And sit back to better see, Laura tilts back in her chair, her hips arching to let her skirt ride even higher as she opens her legs, and to lift the V of her thighs into proper view, I can see fresh wet on the scrap of what looks like cotton covering her cunt. I smell her musk. Better see what's important to me.
Of course, sir. I understand.
Laura's eyes are a little glazed, but she makes no move to close her beautiful open legs. I smile. I can see you do, Laura. So, Mr. Prendergast, further to my last letter, I don't think you have cotton on to what is required. Under the circumstances, I expect you to be intimately aware that things must proceed in a more transparent fashion, and in a manner best seen as silky smooth. How is your view of the office training material going, Laura? I hope everything is clearly displayed. Her face flushes, but she leans back in the chair. Her legs are so wide open, Laura has to hook them over the arms of the chair to keep them apart. I congratulate myself on hiring such a, I smile, flexible secretary. She braces her thighs and lifts her hips, her knees spreading even wider. Today's scrap is black, and certainly not cotton. I can see the curls of her pussy hair through the sheer material. The wet patch larger than yesterday. Laura smiles. Her raised hips and thrust out pussy don't seem to strain or bother her.
Quite well, sir. I think there might be a need for some correction.
I grin. Oh, there definitely will be. But not yet.
In some places.
I grin again. Indeed. What places, Laura?
Well, may I suggest my bottom, sir, and my tits, and high on my thighs?
I smile wider. She's definitely been working on the training material. The subliminal prompts are working well. I'm sorry, Miss Clark. What was that? Laura flushes. She shakes her head as though to clear it.
The bottom of the section on department, sir, and probably some other bits. The treatment is a little high level.
Well, so long as, for example, you could accept that kind of approach, Laura. What do you think? Laura's eyes glaze.
Well, sir, of course all decisions are yours. It's right for you to control me.
What was that, Miss Clark?
I mean, of course, it's your office, and it's right for you to control... to control what happens
I
here.
I nod to myself. The verbal stumble is excellent. It shows that soon the trigger phrases won't be necessary. So you think I should crop some bits, Laura?
Yes, sir. I think you should use a crop on my tits, sir, if you want to, sir.
And whip the bottom of the section on deportment into shape.
Yes, sir. You should whip my bottom, sir.
And attend to the high-level treatment. Take a hard look at it.
Yes, sir. You should attend to my thighs. As hard as you like, sir.
I smile. Very good, Laura. As long as you think it's best. What the material needs.
Yes, sir. It's what I need, sir.
Quite. Oh, Miss Clark, I'd like you to take a look at the Spencer Barker file.
The Spencer file,
yes,
sir?
Yes, Laura. They were partners here. Until they left the company. They were a pair of heels, but they had some good approaches to presentation. Laura's eyes glaze again.
Yes, sir. Presentation. Heels.
They used to say, if someone gives you an inch, you should take 4. 5 if you can get away with it. I wait.
Of course, sir. 4-inch heels, sir. 5 if I can take it, sir.
I smile. Exactly, Miss Clark. The file's password protected. Here. I'm sure you'll remember it, Laura. I pass her the slip of paper. Laura looks at the paper. Her face clears, and she smiles.
S. Lot, sir. Oh, I'm sure I'll remember it.
Laura, could you come in here, please? Knock on the door. The wait for permission to enter is pleasing. The clip and tap of her 4-inch heels is even more so.
Yes, sir.
Laura, I'm a little confused by something in the monthly forecast. Perhaps you could explain it.
Of course, sir.
She leans forward over my desk.
What would you like to see?
The swell and curve of her breasts is enticing. The Aran sweater, not so much. Well, Laura, it may be I'm a bit woolly-headed today, and that's certainly not a good thing now, is it? Laura's eyes glaze.
No, sir, wool is not good, sir.
I smile. Well, I'm sure this can be buttoned up quite neatly.
Yes, sir, buttoned up, sir.
And if we find anything undone, then that's fine. It gives us room to look into things more closely, so we can make them as smooth as silk.
Yes, sir. Silk, sir. Undone, sir, to look into.
Laura shakes her head.
I'm sorry, sir. What was it that was unclear?
I grin. Oh, nothing to worry about, Miss Clark. I think it's been taken care of. She turns to leave. Her heels clip and tap. And I can feel my cock getting harder. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, sir.
That's a very nice shirt you have on, Laura. I have always liked silk. And delightfully sheer. It shows your breasts off very nicely. But probably another button, I think.
I'm sorry, sir.
I smile as I watch Laura's unknowing fingers lift to her shirt and slip a 4th button undone, the silk parting over more of her cleavage. Oh, nothing, Miss Clark. The black bra under the grey silk is a little jarring, even though it's lace. You know, Laura, you really are a secretary bra nun. Laura's eyes glaze.
Bra nun,
yes, sir. Yes, Laura. Quite definitely bra nun. Of course, you should make sure you're always abreast of things, ready to cover up anything in emergency. Pursuant to your duties to me, I mean.
Duty, sir, of course.
You understand your duties very well now, don't you, Laura?
I hope so, sir.
Excellent. I'm going to be out of the office today, but I'm sure tomorrow I'll be able to take a better look at things. Won't I, Laura? she smiles again.
Absolutely, sir.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, sir.
It's the same grey silk shirt, or another one just like it. The top four buttons are properly undone, her breasts pushing at the silk. But not just her breasts. Her obediently submissive, bare breasts. Her nipples visibly erect. My cock knows just how they feel. I wonder to myself how she felt when she was getting dressed this morning. Did she put her bra on, then somehow feel that it was wrong and take it off? Or did her subconscious not even let her go that far, telling her, sir, expected bare tits, and sir was going to get them? I stand close to her. So, Laura, I see that you are properly abreast of things this morning.
I hope so, sir.
Oh, you are indeed. A much more pleasing presentation. I've always wondered what they looked like. For a moment, a look of confusion, almost fear, crosses her face. She looks down at her exposed cleavage, then up at me. Her hands come up and cover her breasts.
Sir, I mean, Mr. Parker, you can't look at...
Hush,
I mean,
Laura.
I can't be...
I reach out my hand on her shoulder. She pulls away.
Mr. Parker, I have to...
Good girl, Laura. At the trigger phrase, she stops pulling away. Her face calms, and she smiles.
Yes, sir. I have to...
What do you have to do, Laura?
I have to be a good girl, sir.
Yes, you do, Laura. And you are. Now. Pursuant to my instructions, are you ready to cover any emergency?
Yes, sir.
Laura smiles. She picks up her purse and holds it open for me. I wait. Well?
Of course, sir.
She reaches into her purse and takes out the black lace bra. I hold out her hand and she drops the bra into it. Good girl, Laura. I'll decide if you need this in future.
Yes, sir.
Are you comfortable with that, Laura? Comfortable with me deciding whether you can wear a bra? She smiles.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm yours to control, sir. Yours to make decisions for.
Any decisions, Laura?
Yes, sir. Of course.
I walk to stand behind her. Laura.
Yes, sir.
Are you a good girl, Laura? Her eyes glaze a little more.
Good girl, sir. Yes, sir. I want to be a good girl, sir.
I slip my hands under her arms. Good. Be a good girl, Laura. My hands close on her breasts, cupping them, holding them at last. Laura sighs.
Good girl, sir.
I take hold of her nipples, pinching them and twisting. Does that hurt, Laura? Laura gasps.
Yes, sir. It hurts, sir.
Is it all right if I hurt you, Laura? I pinch harder, twist tighter. She gasps again, her eyes still glazed.
Yes, sir. Hurt me, sir. Please. Hurt me.
My cock gets hard when I hurt you, Laura. I'll expect you to take care of that, won't I? Laura gasps as I hurt her nipples, then smiles.
Cock, sir. Yes, sir. Hard.
I pinch harder, twist more. She gasps.
Hard cock, sir, yes. Sir, I must take care of your cock, sir.
I smile. Yes, I'm sure you will, Laura, in all sorts of ways. Reluctantly, I let go of her breasts, for now at least. Then I go into my office, I open my briefcase, and I take out the new riding crop and the cat-o'-nine-tails whip. I put them in my desk, ready for tomorrow. For today, my knee will be a start, and my hand on her sweet ass. As I imagine her, over my knee, her bottom turning red under my hand, my cock jumps, and I can feel the pre-cum leaking already.
I watch him walk into his office. My nipples sting and burn from the pinches and twists, my breasts still remembering the warmth of his hands. I smile. It had taken me so long a time to understand what I am, what I need. Then I'd spend even longer trying to find the right person to be who I am with. Until I realized what a waste that was, how much easier it would be to make who I want, who I need. Of course, I made my mistakes along the way, but I'd taken care of them. Mr. Spencer had really struggled quite hard before I'd been able to help him decide to commit suicide out of the window. But he was weak. I'd never been able to persuade him to actually hit me. And Mr. Barker really hadn't wanted to drink all the bottle of scotch I bought him before he drove home after the office party. He'd struggled really hard. That helped, of course. It meant I'd had some remnants of ripped clothing to leave in his car. And after all, it was his fault, really. If he hadn't only been interested in hitting me, if his cock had got hard even once, I wouldn't have had to force his mouth open and pinch his nose and pour the scotch in until it was gone. And the car smelled so bad afterwards. What, with the spilled scotch and all, it only made sense to roll it off the edge of the cliff at the head, right? Everyone knew why people parked there, even if it was mostly the kids. So the whole thing made sense when they found the car. And that left Mr. Parker. Lovely, suggestible Mr. Parker. The advertising campaign video hadn't been cheap, not with the hidden extras. But the results, everything I'd wanted, were every last cent. And he even thought it was his idea. I shiver. He'd have reached the press release by now. That meant I'd be over his knee this afternoon. His knee and his hard cock. And tomorrow, there'd be the crop. The crop and the whip. I smile wider, feeling my nipples harden and my cliff stiffen. Fuck, I can hardly wait.